This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour of Friday, good goodness, Jennifer, the end of the first full week of August. It is the 10th. As a matter of fact, we're one-third the way through the month of August already, and here we are to account for ourselves and our sins for this week. We haven't done, I think we've done a fabulous job this week, so I don't think there are any sins for us to account for. We are here and at the ready, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen in this hour, and the, Let's do the heavy lifting, Jennifer, with you starting out in the trend department, in the trend mobile.
Well, for anybody out there who says that my vote doesn't count, I'm skipping an election.
This is a fabulous story.
Good lesson. This is a good lesson to learn, because not only there's an election this week, obviously we were looking real heavily in Ohio at their special election at the for their 12th district for their congressional seat. That was really close. Not as close as Kansas. Kansas, this is unbelievable. They had a gubernatorial primary, and the Secretary of State, Chris Kobach, ran against Jeff Collier, who's the incumbent. He's the governor. Chris Kobach is the Secretary of State. He was early on a early supporter of Trump. The president actually chimed into this race towards the end and endorsed Kobach against the advice of his aides. And it seemed that that made a very slight difference for Chris Kobach, who earlier in the week was winning this race by 191 votes. Well, now they found themselves a little counting error. Now it's not 191 votes. The lead has shrunk to 121 votes out of 311,000 ballots cast. So this has gotten completely nasty, because Chris Kobach is the Secretary of State in Kansas, and obviously they're so close that they're looking to do a recount. And the person who's behind, which is Jeff Collier, the incumbent, who's the governor, said, "Heck yeah, I want a recount," because it's up to them if they want to trigger one.
He said, "Heck yeah."
That wasn't a direct quote. That was me. Yeah. He said, "Heck yeah, you bet your bippy I want to recount." Yeah. Well, now this is where it's gotten nasty, because the Secretary of State oversees certifying election results. The governor has said, "You need to recuse yourself. I don't want you anywhere near a vote count that's as slim as this one."
That's fair.
And well, it is, but Chris Kobach. And I actually understand this. It's the counties that actually certify their voting results. It's the Secretary of State who just reports what the counties have put in. So this guy has insinuated now and just besmirched the name of Chris Kobach, who doesn't take this lying down, that somehow he would try to influence the vote counting. So he had said earlier in the week he would recuse himself if his opponent wanted to. Well, now his opponent wants to, and he's feeling a little differently. So
Secretary of State, or...
I don't know who was the second.
Yeah.
Typically, there's sense. There's not, but I mean, I'm sure there's someone like a number two in his office, but there's not, like, it's not an appointed position.
Or, like, maybe the Attorney General steps in or something for the state, just because these are such crazy rare circumstances.
It makes sense. This kind of stuff I love. This is the kind of stuff about politics that just makes me so excited. Because it's just...
You're so funny.
Well, it is. It's like, this is like watching a really good, like, Dodger game on television.
Yeah. Okay. It's good sport, by the way. If they're not playing dirty, it is good sport.
Right.
Actually, you see a lot about the human condition. You learn so much about people through experiences like this. Yes, it's good. So where do you think this is going?
I don't know. I would think that this lead will probably hold for Chris Kobach, I think. But when you think about 131,000 plus votes cast,
well, what are some of the issues
down to this?
What,
What were the issues? Is it a Trump referendum? Are there local issues in the state that have captured the imagination of people? What is the tone and the reference point for one person voting for one or another person voting for somebody else? Why? How does that shake out?
Well, we should actually ask. We should deputize the audience because I'm not sure exactly what was going on the ground. What I do know is that both of these guys are Republicans, both good Republicans. Yeah. Collier is, I think, a fairly popular.
What does it take to be a good Republican, by the way?
Well, I mean, I think they're not like, I don't think they're like off the deep end on either side of the aisle is what I'm getting at.
Okay. They're moderate.
So, well, I think for sure the governor is moderate. Kris Kobach was definitely more conservative than the governor. I think there are a lot of things at stake as far as high taxes, and Kris Kobach has painted himself as the Republican who's going to stop taxes. I guess in the Midwest, of like the flyover states, Kansas is the most highly taxed of those states, and they have the least growth, even given the great increases in economy in the Midwest.
Kansas City, Kansas, is a huge metropolitan area, big in insurance. It is not an industrial area, but it is a big business area. And Kansas City, Missouri, which is on the other side, also, it is quite a large metropolis when you put the two cities together.
Kris Kobach is supposed to, was an early adopter, I guess, to Trump. So even though his White House aide said, don't chime in on this race, it's too close. We don't really care who wins this one. Trump wanted to repay the loyalty, so he got involved.
Trump listens to his aides like...
Well, I think when it comes to loyalty, he's going to be loyal. And this guy was one of the first in a seated position.
And why not, by the way?
Right.
And why not?
So, yeah, what I know is that Kris Kobach has gone after Collier for too high a tax. He says he's less establishment. Collier's too establishment. But the difference was made, obviously, whatever slight, probably by the last-minute endorsement by the president.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yes, he has some bananas. And so what was the final count in Ohio? Do you know, you remember because we had the Republican versus the Democrat? That's an iffy kind of situation this week, too, right?
Yeah, this is still close. There's no plan right now for the Democrat to concede because theirs is triggered. Their recount is triggered if it gets within a half a percent. I don't imagine that this is going to be a huge fight because this, remember, is a special election. This isn't a primary. So this is a 90-day. Well, I think that there will be a recount if it's automatic and it's within half a percent.
A huge that has a leg up on what happens this fall, right?
He's going to be in office for 90 days.
Yeah,
literally,
but he still
89
has the
days.
Bully pulpit. He can do the issues. He can make a lot of noise.
I said, get in and have people sort of like you or have a favorable view of you. You've got a real leg up on the competition when
I
it comes to an election. Yeah.
Right. By the way, this is the number three story this week on the Talkers Countdown. The special elections, the various state primaries, that sort of thing, midterm elections coming up. This is going to set the tone, so some would have us believe.
I never buy into bellwethers. Not in this political climate, because I think the wind can change immediately. I think bellwethers were great in the past, but we're in a much different time politically right now.
Do you agree with
that,
Victoria? What do you think about bellwether elections?
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to in the midterms how angry people are on the other side against Trump, and if he does something, if he tweets the day before, that could actually, you never know, that could literally drive people who maybe are on the fence that might motivate them to get to the polls.
Yeah,
so
right.
I think Jen's 100% right. This is a day-to-day changing thing that we live with now.
And it's about motivation for voter turnout, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right, the world we live in. Well, hopefully it'll be a big voter.
Historically, this should be for the Democrats. Historically, in midterm, when Republicans are in control of all three branches, that they should probably win. And I think that Democrats will pick up some seats. I just don't know if I believe in a big wave. But just to give you the numbers, because you asked, Troy Balderson, who is a Republican, is leading right now by 0.9 percentage points over Danny O'Connor. Danny O'Connor is not going to concede just yet. If they get to 0.5, there will be an automatic recount. I doubt that O'Connor will try to request it now, even at 0.9, because, again, he's going to run again in November.
Yeah. All right. So it'll be the same thing over again. For the next 3 months, they'll all be running against each other, long campaign instead of a short campaign. That's how that boils down. Ohio's an interesting state for lots of different reasons. So it's and by the way, John Kasich, who is the governor of Ohio, says he's thinking he will run in the primary as a presidential candidate.
Yeah, of course,
he'll start right after. You know, the presidential election goes on and on and on, but right after this, the midterm elections for the House and the Senate,
November 8th.
Right.
The presidential
race
will be on.
I'm running for president! Hooray!
We'll know who wins November 7th and November 8th. It'll be presidential race 2020. It never stops. It's just nonstop.
Does that tire you out, both of you, or either of you? Do you get tired of? I mean, we don't talk that much about politics here for the reason that I get tired of it, but I would think Jennifer loves it.
Jen loves it, I know. Yeah. But I think the rest of people who are not that invested in the political news that's happening every day, every hour, I think that, yeah, I think it's exhausting. I think people just, you know, you're seeing spikes in other things, you know, like in other forms of entertainment, Netflix being way up, Amazon Prime way up, people just looking for a distraction, reality TV doing well again. You know, it's just one of those things. I think people need, you need a break from it.
Well, how is this any different than reality TV? It's like a damn wrestling match.
Why do you think I like it? I love
it. That's why Jennifer likes it. Yeah.
Hello. Right.
Exactly. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. Hello. Welcome to the DJV compound. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is doing her best to keep us on the mark in her perch in the studio on our originating network in Washington and Radio America. I would like you, please, to focus with me on... Jennifer, I don't know that we've talked that much about this with you. Victoria and I are big believers in life change tea and what it does. Matter of fact, I've gone through another gallon. I noticed last night I opened the refrigerator and I'm looking for a life change tea, and I realized that I finished it off the day before. You can brew a lot of this, right? You would do a gallon at a time, right, Victoria?
You're supposed to do a gallon at a time, yeah.
Yeah, right. And then it sort of steeps. How long does yours last? You use it about a week or so? How does it take? Maybe a couple of weeks?
I think I get about 2.5 weeks out of it.
Do
maybe
you?
Three.
Oh, yeah. I drink a little bit more of it, I guess, than you.
Yeah. I drink it once a day in the morning because it has a little bit of natural caffeine, so I avoid that at night, but I drink it in the morning.
Once a day, every day, you should have a cup of life change tea. How do you like that? You think they'll go for that as a jingle? Every day, once a day.
Of course. Yeah. Especially with you singing, I'm sure that you could sell.
Once a day, every day, you should have a cup of life change tea. Again?
They're going to love it.
Well, why don't you sing along with me then, Jennifer? Every day, once a day, you should have a cup of life change tea. No?
I don't want to spoil people so soon. Let's just wait.
All right, realizing that food was different when we were all kids, there wasn't a lot of processing, there weren't a lot of pesticides that were being sprayed all over the food, so it was easy to get nourishment. Plus, there were more people that had their own garden, grew their own food. That's not the case today because you can thank your friends at Monsanto, the GMO kings, for all the pesticides and herbicides and all that sort of thing. It's not about them. This is about you and how you make sure your body says the right things to you. I mean, it doesn't burp and it doesn't belch and it doesn't fart and it doesn't do all of the things that if you've got an upset colon, you will do. So you want to calm your body down, calm your system down, calm your life down. You'll do it with Life Change Tea as the formula for getting rid of the intruders. Wasn't that what the fellow we had yesterday we were talking about this, Kara, with a guy who is really has come up with a formula for Get the Tea. He liked the term intruder, and so do I, actually, get right down to it. So let's get all of us to agree that getting rid of intruders in our body is a good idea. Reduce constipation. I mean, it's not pleasant stuff to talk about, but it is what's going on in your body, unless you clean it up. Life Change Tea, available now only at GetTheTea.com. Can't get it in the stores. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV means when you use it, they ship the tea to you free. Get ready for a cleaner body and a healthier body and a more fun life. Again, GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Recognize that voice? Can't not recognize it now. Elvis doing duets with his daughter Lisa Marie on a newly revamped version of Where No One Stands Alone, which is the title track from Elvis's upcoming compilation of gospel songs that he sang, obviously, when he was alive. That was a long time ago. I think that was the best part of his career, frankly, with the exception of four or five up-tempo, really great rock tunes. He had four or five ballads, too, but his gospel treatments were just fabulous. And this is an example. Frank is such a... stuff all day long, honestly. I've always loved gospel music because it touches the heart of what religion is all about for me anyway. So, 25 at the hour, BJV with Jen, Victoria, and the Presleys. The two singers alternate and harmonize. Listen to the... Well, you've heard this, Victoria. I know you have. They harmonize over the piano and the pedal steel on this ballad, which is from Elvis's LP, How Great They Art. If you've never heard that song, How Great Thou Art, oh my God. They play it all the time on the Elvis channel because it stands the test of time. Lisa Marie paired the song with a lyric video featuring family photos, in-studio footage of Lisa in the vocal booth. The footage was shot in studios in Nashville and Hollywood and New York, including a couple of sites where Elvis had sung. She said, "It was a very powerful, moving experience to sing with my father. The lyrics speak to me, touch my soul. I'm certain that the lyrics spoke to my father in much the same way." It's a 14-track album, features newly recorded instrumentation, backing vocals from many other Elvis collaborators, including Darlene Love, Sissy Houston,
Terry Blackwood, Armin Morales, Jimmy Murray. They were the Imperials. Johnny Summer, Bill Bays, Zed Hill, and Larry Strickland.
Well, I think it's interesting that Lisa Marie wrote in the liner notes that, like you were saying, how much you love Elvis singing gospel. She said this was his favorite genre, no question about it.
Oh, yeah.
And she said he was at his most passionate and most peaceful while singing gospel. And she said that was something that she really wanted the estate to work on, putting together this album of just his gospel songs. So
well, when he
this
and
sounds
his pals,
like this is an album for you.
When he and his pals got together to sing, you know, they would... He was singing all the time. He'd bring his friends in. You know, you listen to the Elvis Channel on Sirius XM, or if you know the history, like I do, of him and his music, he was all the time, all day, all night. Well, he'd sleep in the daytime, and he'd be up all night. That was how he lived his life.
Didn't that start later, though? Like when he was on all the pills and stuff?
In his mid-30s, yeah. The last 10 years or so of his life. And all of his pals would come over, and they'd spend all night talking and singing and just the fabulous stories that you hear from some of these people who still are alive about Elvis and what he would do and how he was. He just loved the music. And this here, this one stands on its own. This is the...
It's your favorite.
It is. It brings me to... Yeah. It's very humbling.
Cry. It is. Then sings my soul.
Impulse and patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Impulse and patience were traveling together when they came to a divide in the way. The road split into two paths. The first was easy to travel, but led to an awful destination. The second was difficult to pass, but led to a beautiful destination. Impulse jetted quickly down the easy path, and his future was sealed. Patience, however, took a moment to consider the outcome. And although she was tempted to go down the easy path, she realized the reward for doing the harder work up front. Patience went down the tougher path, but ended up in an ineffably beautiful place. Both impulse and patience reside in you. Who you allow to guide you will likewise determine where you end up. Listen to Emotional Management, the talk show, on KDKARadio.com for more.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NFL preseason begins with a full slate of games last night, and the anthem protests are on. Before their game against Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphins wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt during the anthem while teammate Robert Quinn raised his fist. After the game, Stills told reporters,
"Being a part of this protest hasn't been easy. I thought I was going to be by myself out there, and today I had an angel with me, with Albert being out there. And you know, I'm grateful that he sees what's happening and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well."
At least two Philadelphia Eagles players also raising their fists during the anthem, and 10 New York Giants players kneeled in the end zone before the anthem was played. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 34 at the hour, the Friday program, 10th of August is upon us. We are here at your service and on your side on the D, Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria program. The essence of yet another focal point, the focus of this half hour as we begin is in Victoria's hands.
Your segues are hilarious. So trending right now, if that's what you're talking about.
That's
trending,
what I'm talking about.
Yes. The trending items right now, two of the top trending things on Twitter are James Bond and Idris Elba. And it looks like he will be the next James Bond.
Really?
This is being reported by Esquire. They are saying that producers have been talking about this for a while, who will replace Daniel Craig once he moves on from James Bond.
That's a great choice. Actually, I think he's quite a good actor.
He's
good
hot.
In action flicks.
Yep.
Yeah, he's very popular. He just sort of surfaced in the last couple of years.
The only caveat, because I was not a Daniel Craig fan as James
really?
Bond.
I wasn't originally either.
He played it too serious. And I think what I love about a James Bond character is when they have that twinkle in their eye and kind of that tongue-in-cheek thing going on. Yeah. And I think Pierce Brosnan had it.
Roger Moore and he did it.
Yeah. Roger Moore had it, certainly. That's the style of Bond I like. Daniel Craig was way too serious for me. And, in fact, I actually didn't end up liking the movies as much because of that. I felt like it was just not him. So I hope that he goes back to playing kind of that sly... I don't know.
It's very suave.
It's sexy. It's suave, exactly. Yeah.
Sean Connery's probably still my favorite Bond of all time.
Yeah,
and
he
had that charming thing, too. And I think that Idris Elba, I agree with you, Jen. I think it's time to take Bond away from just being an action hero and go back to that fully fleshed out character.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
that personality.
Right. So I really hope he's got it, and I don't know enough about him to know whether or not he's got that. Certainly, he's attractive enough to play James Bond.
Yeah, I would say he's also kind of serious. I feel like he's kind of along the path of Daniel Craig in that he's a very suave British guy, but he's also got that kind of gritty side that Daniel Craig has. He's not just like the kind of pretty hunky guy. But I'm really excited to see if they hire him because he's got an amazing, like he's got a pretty good list of stuff on IMDb. He started out on The Wire, which everyone who's from the Baltimore area has watched at least once. He was on Luther, which is a really good British show. I don't know if you haven't seen the Thor movies, Doug, but he's been in all of those, and he's really good. So I'm
really big, though, that I've maybe seen him in, because I haven't seen any of the things that you just mentioned.
He was in that movie with Kate and Kate blah, 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 Winslet. They were stuck in plane crashes.
The Mountain Between Us. He was in Molly's Game. I think that was Jessica Chastain.
Molly's Game he was very good in.
He's been in a million
Star Trek
already.
Yeah, you've seen his face all over the place, even if I haven't. I'm trying to think. Yeah, he was in Star Trek Zootopia. I don't know if you watched that. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Wait, Caro apparently is like a super fan. We didn't know.
Well, I'm looking at his IMDb page. So he was like the main chief of police dude in Zootopia, which I'm not joking is actually a really good movie.
It's a great movie. I watched it too.
But it's one of those things, you know, with like a lot of character actors where you think you don't necessarily know them and then you go through their IMDb page and suddenly it's like every single movie that you've seen and that's kind of what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Also,
I applaud that. I think that's a very good trick.
On social media, people are loving the idea.
Are they?
So if they're floating this out there just to sort of see how people will react, it's very positive so far.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Idris, though, please, please just be spunky and cute.
There you go. Jennifer, can we backtrack for just a second?
No, absolutely not. We only look forward on this program.
The rearview mirror, just for a few moments. We're talking in the last half hour about the elections that went on this past week, and I wonder if anybody worried about the Russians penetrating any of the election systems.
Didn't you hear all the craziness? I swear, we're in such a weird time. So a bunch of people who happen to be on the left-hand side of the aisle were going bananas on social media because in Ohio, the guy, Troy Balderson, the Republican, beat out Danny O'Connor by 0.9%. That's where they are right now. It's not even been official yet. And so they said that the Green Party candidate, who was almost enough to cause a difference, not quite, was sent by aliens. Apparently that was a claim he himself also made, and two, that he was sent by the Russians to screw up the election so that the Republicans would be able to keep the seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to
They're still there. Don't worry. That hasn't cooled off.
Celebration of today, which is National Spoil Your Dog Day, Victoria. Time to spoil your dog. I'm going to spoil Daisy May, even though I think I have been. She's a lovable little dog. I just am enjoying having her so much. I'm so happy that she came into my life. How are, by the way, your dogs, as you've moved, how are your dogs, Victoria, taking to the move to the new place?
Cooper, the older one, the Chihuahua, he's 15. He has been a trooper. He has just moved right in like nothing ever happened. And the little guy, Bentley, he's kind of, you know, getting his bearings. He's barking a lot, which normally he doesn't bark at all. So he's kind of trying to figure out the new space and all the new smells and everything. But I think overall they'll both really like it here. It's a lot more laid back than the city.
Yeah, it is. They have a little place to sort of spread their wings, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Spoil Your Dog Day is all about the showering with appreciation of your best friend, your pal, your buddy, your dog. Friendship. I am, again, saying I'm being repetitive, but I have found Daisy to be just a fun, she's just a ball of fun. If you go back to National Spoil Your Day historically, it started, according to accounts, in the year 30,000 B.C. Of course it did. That's the first time dogs were domesticated. But we're different about them here, I think, than almost anywhere else. You know, some of the islands, for example, down the Caribbean, they treat dogs as sort of chattel. They're not domesticated. They are just they wander everywhere. I remember being down in Jamaica, a couple, 3 years ago, and dogs were in the restaurants, dogs were on the street. Nobody owns the dogs. They kind of wander around down there.
Yeah, that's what our little guy was. He was a stray in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, right. All right, in the year 1500, dogs appeared in Renaissance paintings as friends and companions. So fast forward to 1882. In England, they passed the first animal welfare laws, protecting dogs. 1943, the movie producers at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer brought Lassie to the motion picture. This is really interesting. I didn't know that there was a novel entitled Lassie. I did not know that. 1940, Eric Knight writes the story, and it becomes a motion picture and then becomes a big television show. Remember, how many people actually have seen reruns of Lassie? You wouldn't see the real thing only if you were my age.
I probably have seen a few reruns, sure.
Yeah, that's where June Lockhart got started.
Watching Timmy get notified
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Hey, Lassie,
yep.
Timmy's in a well. All right. Yeah. I'm on it. Woof, woof. Let's go.
Woof, woof. In 2007, Leone Helmsley left $12 million in her will to her dog.
That was a huge story.
How
in New
many
York.
People remember Leone Helmsley? I even remember. She was one of the most interesting characters.
I absolutely remember.
Yeah, the Helmsley Hotel chain and the extravagance.
I didn't really know anything about her. I knew who she was just mostly just from the news growing up, you know, right outside of New York. But that story dominated the cover of the Daily News, the Post, every day. That was just the biggest story that she had left all that money to her dog.
Yep. Yeah,
and I think she had a brother or somebody else who was really upset that the dog got all the money and they didn't get anything, and they were going
to
sabotage the dog.
She went to jail for a while, and I'm trying to. It was tax
evasion. Tax evasion, right?
Yeah, I think so. She was one of the most. I think, was in her 50s when she went to jail, late 50s, and I think she was in jail for 4 or 5 years, and she became. She wasn't a bodybuilder. But she became a strength athlete at that age. And when she came out, she was like a superwoman. She was built like you know what, big and strong and buff. And people said, who is this woman? Where'd she come from? That's how she decided to spend her time when she was in jail.
I always got her confused with Liza Minnelli. For some reason, they look alike in my head, I guess.
No, not
growing
at all.
I know, like growing up, that's just one of those things. For some reason,
and
I always got
the other thing that
confused.
She was known for, Victoria, was she had 700 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
That's
nothing
that?
For a New York
Amazing.
Woman.
Yeah, right. She became a strength athlete in jail. They got convicted of tax evasion. I had 700, and her husband was 35 years older than she was. He was the heir to the Helmsley Hotels. They were
it's a
all
great marriage. Oh, it wasn't on her side. It was on his side.
Yeah, it was on his side. Yeah,
that's how you do it, kids. That's how you do it.
Ah, oh, Jennifer.
What?
Jen's not wrong.
Hello, my mom's mom, my grandmother, who has since passed away from North Carolina, always gave me this advice. She said, you want to marry a rich man who's got one foot in the grave and another on a banana peel, and you can take that to the bank.
Literally.
Literally.
Okay. I had more faith in you. I didn't think you were that shallow. I've known
somehow. Well, obviously I'm not.
I didn't go
banana
for
peel?
No banana peels around.
Jeff is not wealthy or on a banana peel.
Look out for the banana peels, Jeff. Look out. All right. Here's time for television. Some people are talking. I'm not sure that folks are too close to this, but I'll tell you just because it is something that people are buzzing about a little bit. I'm trying to understand the ownership. Most people look at a television set and they think network. They don't think who owns the television station. They think of what network is my programming coming from. So maybe people don't know who Tribune is. They have their big Chicago company own WGN, some of the landmark television and radio stations in the country for a long, long time. And they were going to merge with a company called Sinclair. And the reason this has some, conversational values that Sinclair has been accused in the past year of telling its anchors and reporters how to report, what to say on the air. They are right of center as far as the company philosophy is concerned, and it has eked its way into their newsrooms. Would you say that was a fair description, Victoria, of the whole thing, or Jennifer?
It's from everything
the FCC.
I've heard, yeah. Yeah. I don't know anyone who works there, but, yeah, that's from everything I've read. That sounds about right.
And FCC. They had that big video that was going around, a couple of months ago with all of the same commentary being released by all their stations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's wrong with that, frankly. I think the FCC, again, stuck their nose into something they have no business being involved in. They shouldn't have any say or sway as to who owns what stations. But they have, and they screwed up this merger.
I don't know that the FCC, yes, they're involved in the merger aspect of it. But a lot of the people who actually worked at Tribune and had to read those statements, that's really how the story got out. The people who actually were forced to do that were the ones who really made it go viral and were kind of rebelling against it.
Tribune is the surviving company. So when they buy the company, the assets, they do what they want with them. It isn't like it will continue to be that way after Tribune owned it. This is a huge business. In the business colleges, they'll teach the course around this. This was a huge screw-up on the part of the government and, to a lesser extent, Sinclair. Sinclair lied about some of the things that were going on in their company, and that got into the shorts of the FCC, too. And Tribune says, and Tribune is a very well-established, very wealthy ownership company, and they don't stand for any foolishness. I'm sure they would have cleaned house like most broadcast entities do when they buy a company, or any company. You buy a car dealership, you clean house, put your own people in. But this was something that went way beyond what it should have, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of government interference. So, having said that, Jennifer, what do we have that looks good for either tonight or over the weekend in terms of television?
Well, I've got some information for you for tonight. There are a few shows that are new tonight. First of all, if you're into feeling a little romantic maybe on the weekend, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days, the extended version with all of the background information is on TLC tonight at 8 o'clock. Something that sounds kind of interesting to me, I don't know, maybe it's a vibe that I'm in, is on History. They have a show called Ancient Aliens tonight, Declassified. This is their season one, but it's episode 38. It's abduction stories from around the world. They're analyzed tonight at 8 o'clock on the History Channel. Now, of course, if you want a little more action, reigning champion Tombstone and newcomer Whiplash fight to the finish as an advanced group of bots go head-to-head in battle bots on Discovery at 8 o'clock. Live PD will be going on all night long on A&E. That's what they do on Friday nights. These are live police calls from all across the country. Kind of interesting. On the networks, you have a couple of new shows.
They get a life department. Yeah,
exactly, right?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. You've got Masters of Illusion tonight. That's new on the CW. They call this one The One with the Floating Orb and One Nasty Power Saw. These are illusionists, escape artists, and performers that display their skills. Also at 8 o'clock on CBS, TKO, Total Knockout. That's with Kevin Hart. And there's a toy maker, a derby mom, and a kickball champion. Yeah. Along with the cheerleader, all competing for a $50,000 prize. Bill Maher tonight has some stuff going on. He's new tonight at 10 o'clock on HBO. He's got Lawrence O'Donnell with him. Well, give me one chance to redeem myself. Let's see what'll do it for you.
All right, meteor shower this weekend. That'll be all.
Why Nona Earp? That's going to do it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, new. It's called
shower.
No Cure for Crazy. Oh, I know. What
about
that's
the
what you really
shower?
Should be watching.
What about the meteor shower?
What about it?
Yeah,
it's all over. It should be all over the place. Yeah, you can see it. Yeah.
It's going to be a good
one. The skies are clear. Good camera. 50 minutes past the hour, DJB time.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, time to face the facts of the week when it comes to all of the technology stories. Victoria Keelan is here. She's culled out the top five, so we go through them, starting at number five, and it's a focus on Alexa. How strange is that? Not really, right, Victoria?
Alexa. Well, this is a bit of a strange one for a story about Alexa. Homeowners have always tried to come up with clever ways to scare away potential burglars, and now Alexa is getting in on this. So beyond the leaving a TV on or a sign that says beware of the dog when there's obviously no dog that lives there, a new skill that Alexa has is away mode, which actually attempts to trick potential burglars into thinking that somebody is home by playing long audio clips that sound like real conversations that people could be having inside the house. Now, it's called The Skill, and it was created by Hippo Insurance, which is a San Francisco-based home insurance company, and they recorded half a dozen conversations for away mode, and it's all random things like a mom and a daughter talking about assembling IKEA furniture, two guys talking about starting a podcast together, a couple breaking up while they're watching TV, and so they actually sound very convincing. They hired actors and improv performers to script these little skits, and so you can now use it during away mode. You just tell Alexa to play it, and there's also something else that Alexa has called Burglar Deterrent, and that takes a bit of a more serious approach. Users can actually tell Alexa to play clips of pots and pans banging around in the kitchen or vacuum sounds in the living room. So, and actually, police have been involved in this project, and some of the detectives said that these new conversations that were recorded for Alexa might actually work, and that because burglars don't want to be seen, they don't want to be heard, they don't want to be noticed at all, and so if they even think that someone's home, then that is actually a deterrent. They may move on to another house.
All right, number four on our countdown to number one in terms of technology stories is a focus on Lyft.
Lyft is offering a new subscription plan that makes it easier to commute. So apparently a lot of people are using Lyft on a regular route. So they either take a Lyft to a train station or to a bus station or actually just to the office if it's close enough to where they live. And so now Lyft says for a monthly subscription fee, which will be on average, depending on where you live in the country, around $7.99 a month, it locks in a rate up to $25 per ride, and you choose the route that you want to take, your commute route, and you lock it in, and then that's going to be your new subscription plan. It's called the personal plan. Lyft they had something called a commute plan in the past, but it was very, very rigid with the restrictions, and so now they're easing up on that. There's more flexibility, and apparently a lot of people are already signing up for it, so it's probably going to be the next big thing for Lyft.
All right, number three, the fiasco that is self-driving cars were.
Well, yeah, a new study shows autonomous vehicle systems are still unsafe and still need a real-life human being driver behind the wheel. The report is from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. They tested five car models from four manufacturers, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, and Volvo. Researchers found that in all four, the systems were not able to accommodate when they encountered a parked car or a car that stopped at a red light in front of the car. So the autonomous vehicles are fine if there's no one in front of them, basically. So, hello, that's not real life. And then they also found that they couldn't really detect the lines on the road that well. So a lot of these driverless cars were veering into other lanes. Also not safe. So the IIHS chief research officer says as of right now, none of these vehicles is capable of driving safely on its own.
Uh-huh. All right, that's number two here. Apple Pay is in the focus.
Yep, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay are all on the focus because they actually have seen a rise in recent activity. However, they are blaming things like Target and Walmart for not accepting the mobile pay units. And they actually, if you have a chance to use them, you should. It is safer than using your credit card. Even though you may be skeptical, it's actually a lot safer.
All right. And number one, this could change the health system, CVS doing the digital doctor deal.
Yes, this is huge news. CVS is rolling out a digital doctor's visit feature on the app. For $59, you will be able to have a video chat with a doctor. You'll have a real appointment. It's available 24/7, starting in 9 states, and it will be nationwide by the end of 2018.
All right, there it is. The new world of healthcare, at least the new world for some people. You can count me out. I'm opting out of that one, Victoria. Good job overviewing the technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen at 59 Pat.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.